You can't make it up. Can you? Anyway, so it's Daz Hale in for Danny Kelly. So the front page then of the Daily Mail this morning, sex lessons at five under Labour. Children aged five will have sex education classes if Labour wins the election. Tristram Hunt said yesterday the subject would go on the primary school curriculum to tackle homophobic bullying. The lessons are only currently given to children of secondary school age. Well, Alan Craig is the director of Because Children Matter, and he joins us on the line now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Daz. Good morning.
So your reaction then to this story?
I think but sounds like it's very similar to yours when you talk about your own nine-year-old daughter a moment ago, Daz. Absolute horror. I'm really rather hoping that when the general election comes round, the parents in Tristram Hunt's own constituency will take him out and politically shoot him and dump him as their MP. It's just horrendous, really, isn't it? Whatever happened to childhood innocence? We're talking about five-year-old children, six-year-old children. I mean, wind back. I've got daughters slightly older than yours, aged 12 and 14, and wind them back to age 5, 6, 7 when they're in primary school. It's just horrendous, really, isn't it? I mean, common sense would tell you that this is just nonsense, and actually it's quite dangerous nonsense. We're talking about prepubescent children, and some of the stuff that's going through the primary schools at the moment is horrendous enough without it being made compulsory. So,
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, some of the stuff that has got into some of the primary schools, there's a programme called CHIPS programme, which is whereby children in primary school are taught to consider whether they themselves are homosexual. And indeed, they have marriage ceremonies in the classroom in primary schools, the CHIPS programme in Birmingham. It's utterly horrendous. So these kids who like their best buddy, James or Mary or whatever, are asked to consider whether actually that might be a sexual relationship, a marriage relationship.
Isn't that just teaching like body awareness though and gender awareness?
You know as well as I do it's not. It's just propaganda, really. I come back to the basic thing. Parents will want, you will want, I will want our primary school children to enjoy and flourish in their innocence and get on with doing the things that primary school children need to do. Sex education itself is a good thing, okay, and age appropriate for secondary school children is a good thing. I'm not against it at all. I think it's a very good thing. I've seen some of the stuff and there's some very good stuff out there, and I wish it was around when I was when I was a child. But we're talking now about quite openly about primary school children, that tender, innocent age, and they want them to consider whether they're straight or gay and what they should do in bed and so on.
Well, I'm not quite sure. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of actually the detail of what they're going to be taught and how they're going to be taught it, but I suspect it wouldn't be quite as graphic as that. And I think the argument is that, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier, that in the current, you know, school has changed since we were in the playground, and now children are exposed to all sorts of images, or they run the risk of being exposed to all sorts of images, is much greater because of the internet, because of mobile phones, because the watershed seems to have disappeared off the TV. Now, it only needs one child to have seen something or heard something they shouldn't have done to then come into the classroom or the playground and start spreading all sorts of incorrect facts in inverted commas, then all of a sudden, you know, they could be polluting children's minds. Isn't it more sensible, isn't it more responsible that the school actually teach the children in a sensitive way about different sexual orientations or about different gender, so you haven't got people shouting the word gay at children in the playground?
Well, firstly, that doesn't happen at primary school in any significant way. You know, and I don't know, that this whole homophobic bullying thing is ramped up out of all proportion. There is homophobic bullying. It's an appalling thing, but it's much smaller than, say, an officer